India and Nepal are neighboring countries. These two countries are geographically connected. The relationship between these countries is very ancient and deep. For centuries, this relationship has not only been in the economic, cultural and political fields but more than this. This is a historical fact that Prince Sri Ramchandra of Ayodhya was married to Princess Sita of Janakpur. However, India-Nepal relations have had ups and downs in the last two decades. Imperialist and expansionist China has made every possible effort to take India's neighboring countries under its influence. On the pretext of economic, military and political assistance, it wants to create a rift in Indo-Nepal relations. Due to no party getting a majority in the parliamentary elections held in Nepal last year, a coalition government was formed there, which is being indirectly tried to be influenced by China. Nepal has been culturally and spiritually very close to India as a Hindu nation in the past. Mithilanchal region of Bihar province of India and its culture spread till Nepal. Apart from Nepali, Maithili is also accepted as the second official language in Nepal. Apart from Nepali, Maithili is also taken as the second official language in Nepal. According to mythology, Sita, the daughter of King Janak of Mithila, originated in the Sitamadhi district of northern Bihar, which is currently famous as a place of worship. At that time, the capital of Mithila was Janakpur, presently a part of Nepal. The mutual dependence between India and Nepal can also be gauged from the fact that more than 60% of Nepali youths are recruited in the Gorkha Regiment of the Indian Army. The Gorkha Regiment has a golden history of contribution and sacrifice in the Indian Army. There are certain elements supported by the Maoists who are fueling anti-India sentiments, but they have miserably failed in the same. India-Nepal relations have remained consistent in the geographical, economic, social and cultural spheres amid these fluctuating relations and the cleverness and maneuvering of China. Cultural relations have existed since the time of Sri Ram Sita, which helped bypass the bitterness in today's relations. Sri Ram Sita is the main focal point of both countries' common collective heritage and faith. The circumambulation of pilgrimage from Ayodhya to Janakpur is only possible with Indo-Nepal relations. Presently, when the construction work of the Grand Sri Ram Temple is going on in full swing in Ayodhya, the saints, Mahatmas and ordinary people of Nepal are taking an active part in continuously contributing to this. The idols for the Ayodhya temple will be made from the rare Shaligram rock obtained from the holy Kaligandaki river of Nepal with the collective thought of Sri Ram Mandir Trust and Saints of Nepal. These stones have been brought from 85 kilometers above Pokhara. The proposal to send these rocks to India was sent to the government of Nepal by the Mahant of Janaki Temple of Nepal. Before sending these stones to Ayodhya, these stones were kept in the Janaki Temple in Janakpur. After duly worshipping, they were sent to the Sri Ram Temple with great enthusiasm. These two stones weighing 40 tons covered a distance of about 450 kilometers by road across Nepal and India. During this time, people everywhere welcomed this priceless heritage used in the Sri Ram Temple with respect, reverence and faith in their home areas. After worshipping them, they kept sending them to their destination. According to an estimate, these Shaligram inscriptions are about 60 million years old. These Shaligram stones sent by the saints, the public and the government of Nepal will prove to be a millstone in the friendship between India and Nepal. After about 500 years, this contribution of the people and government of Nepal in the construction of the Sri Ram Temple in Ayodhya will not only strengthen Indo-Nepal relations but will also continue to reveal the faith, harmony, unity and mutual dependence of both countries forever. These Shaligram inscriptions will not only keep refreshing the ancient relations in the present time and situation but perhaps play an important role in building a perpetual cultural bridge in Indo-Nepal relations.